It's been an incredibly busy time for me the last 6 months or so. One of those seasons of life, well, you know what it's like. One of those perfect storms of activity where every minute counts. Where you get to the end of the day exhausted, but your to-do list is still as long as your arm. Now, you don't want to live like that all the time, although sadly some people do, but we go through those purple patches sometimes. And you know, of course, what the great temptation is when that happens? The great temptation is to squeeze that special time with God out of your schedule. Every minute counts. I have to do this and to do that, and if I don't do this over here, the sky's going to fall in. You become a bit like one of those jugglers we've all seen on the television with the dinner plates spinning on the sticks. You spend your whole time running from one plate to another, giving it a little tweak, lest it should fall off and smash on the ground. So, we squeeze those precious times with God out of our schedule. Well, maybe not completely, but what I found myself doing is that instead of having unhurried time with God, I end up rushing through it because I'm so busy. Have you ever rushed your time over lunch with someone? It doesn't make for good fellowship, does it? Instead of being focused on the other person that you're with, your mind's racing over all the stuff you have to do, checking the SMSs coming in on your phone, taking that pressing phone call and letting your friends stare into space. And let me tell you, after a few weeks of treating God that way, you find yourself running on empty. Jesus, without doubt, had a hectic schedule. He was constantly harangued by crowds, by religious leaders who wanted to trap him and criticize him, by beggars and lepers and blind people and the lame who wanted healing. And on top of that, he had to walk from place to place and find somewhere to lay his head. I'm guessing not a comfortable bed like the one you and I sleep in each night. So in the middle of that, what did his prayer life look like? Luke chapter 6, verse 12. Now, during those days, he went out to the mountain to pray, and he spent the night in prayer to God. Seems that Jesus always found time to pray, and hurried time to spend with God his Father, because he knew that in his hectic schedule, that's where the power came from. That's where the wisdom came from. That's where the guidance came from. And 2,000 years on, nothing's changed. Nothing. That's God's word. Fresh for you today.